You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
Hi. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Another fun day doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. But I didn't ask this before we started rolling. Is that a tight enough shot of me, Mr. Todd?
Yep.
You know what he usually says? I'll crop it. Because he knows that I don't watch him anyway. Because I'm a self-loather.
Yeah.
I loathe me. Hey, look. That Josh's Farmer's Market, they're getting more than their money's worth today.
Oh.
They're the sponsor of the TJ and Jody podcast. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also wearing their shirt today.
It's cute.
Well, it's not their shirt. I bought it from them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Josh and Garrett don't actually own the shirt.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're getting the double branding is what you call that.
I noticed when I was up there the other day, they had short sleeve T-shirts like that.
Oh, they do? The same font.
They were wearing them, but I didn't see them for sale yet. But maybe they're coming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're coming.
You may be.
Mm-hmm. So Josh's Farmer's Market is in Mooresville, North Carolina. And you know what they are? A farmer's market. That's what they are.
That's what they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They market farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, if you want to buy a farmer, you got to go to the Josh's Farmer's Market.
Uh-huh.
Everything is back full swing with their fresh produce and the flowers. And nobody's gotten you any Josh's fresh flower bouquet this year so far, have they?
No one has, and I've had a birthday and no flowers. No flowers.
Somebody should have remembered it was
somebody
your birthday.
Somebody should have remembered that I love flowers
Todd.
From there.
You don't have anything going on.
I did go up there the other day, though, and get some chicken salad.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know whether I was allowed to eat that or not.
You are.
You know, Jody brings in food, and sometimes it's just for her, and sometimes it's not.
No.
But things sometimes, it's most fine. Of the time, are for her.
Yeah, you can have some.
Okay. Well, thanks.
It is delish.
What we need to do is get some of their fresh seafood since they're mm-hmm. running the whole seafood business now.
I know.
I think they control the seafood industry
mm-hmm.
at this point. Yep. So every Thursday is when they when they go and get the fresh seafood,
mm-hmm.
And they don't just go get it, you know, from somebody's pond or something. They go all the way to the ocean to get it.
All the way to the ocean.
Because that's where it comes from, you know.
Does it?
Yeah. I wonder why they call it seafood and not ocean food.
I don't know.
Because more people say ocean than sea. Like, you don't say, I'm going to go swim in the
ocean
sea.
Ocean food sounds weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, just because we know it as seafood. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And all of that furniture they have out there that's so great, that Amish-made furniture, like the TJ and Jody glider.
Mm-hmm.
They still have that, those things, not mm-hmm. just that one that we were in. They've long sold that.
Long sold it.
And let's see. Let me check my calendar. I'll tell you who's going to be there this weekend.
Ooh,
with food trucks
and
whatnot.
Can't wait to hear.
So today is Monday the 25th, and so that would be the 30th and 31st would be this weekend. Oh.
What?
Well, there's no 31st of April.
No.
That's the first thing.
Yes.
Bayou Betty food truck will be there. I'm guessing that's some Cajun food.
We all.
Mm-hmm. And that Granny's Donuts, the apple cider donuts.
Yep.
Best in the world.
Mm-hmm. May 1st. What's going on?
I should have asked how to pronounce this before it was time. It's cheesecake truck. I'm gonna put it that way. It's a cheesecake truck.
No, I want to hear you try it.
Yeah.
Cremoso cheesecake.
Cremoso.
Cremoso. Cremoso.
Cremoso.
Cremoso.
Okay. cheesecake truck?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
An entire truck made of cheesecake.
I've never heard of that. That's so cool.
I know. It's like a fantasy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's what I want to ride to work in, a truck made of cheesecake.
A cheesecake, yeah. Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there they go. They got their regular commercial, and then they've got a visual commercial with mm-hmm. the logo all over my chest, my ample chest.
It is. It is. If I'd known you were wearing that, I would have worn my red one.
Ooh, that would have been.
That's cute.
Weird.
That's cute.
We can't be that couple.
Okay.
You know, why don't we just wear I'm his and I'm hers shirts with mm-hmm. arrows pointing mm-hmm. and then walk through the fair with our hands in each other's back pockets.
Mm-mm.
That's always a good look.
Yeah.
Especially cute. From your hometown.
Mm-hmm. Your hometown.
Mm. So Jody was in a grouchy mood earlier.
I was.
All I did was ask you to hand me a folder, and she started going off on me. So we have a lot to talk about today. And Mr. Todd's wanting us to talk about something that Jody doesn't want to talk about, but it was something that made national news that happened close to where we live.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we got a lot to hammer out here, and we'll get to it. Coming up next.
TJ and Jody's house.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
TJ and Jody's house.
All right, I got to get some energy up on here because I've been like, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And I'm usually not like that at all.
No, I'm not usually, at all.
I'm usually Mr. Bouncing Off the Walls.
That is you.
I mean, they call me Caffeine in Jeans. That's what they call me.
I always ready
Oh, my God, it's 11:11. Make a wish. I just saw that on the clock. I don't know what time it is when people are listening to this. But right now, it's 11:11 when we're recording it. All right, so the big national news event that happened that has something to do with us, Todd wants to talk about, is rapper DaBaby had a shooting at his house.
He did.
Somebody, I guess the story is that somebody had been an intruder and he shot the intruder. And the reason why that has something to do with us is because DaBaby doesn't live far from where we live.
He does not.
Mm-mm.
He and I go to the same barber.
Oh.
You and DaBaby have the same barber?
He's called DaBarber.
Is that his name?
DaBarber.
No, I've been in there three times when he's been in there. And like one day I was sitting there and I'm in the back of the barber shop and I look out and I see this yellow Lamborghini parked beside my Jeep and I'm like, mm-hmm. what in the. And then I look in the front chair and there he is. He's got a nice grill, pretty teeth.
Okay. Yeah.
And you love celebrities too, don't you? You love being around celebrities.
Not really.
Yeah,
I'll leave him alone.
Yeah, you do. But still, you like being around celebrities.
So do I understand that he shot.
Like you.
Yeah.
Do I understand that he shot the guy that climbed, or whoever, climbed the wall? Well, you know what? Don't be climbing his wall.
Exactly. Don't be climbing my wall. Don't be climbing the baby's wall.
And it was daylight.
And he shot him in the butt, I think.
Well, don't be climbing in stuff that ain't your business.
How you kill somebody if you shoot him in the butt?
He didn't kill him? No, he just shot
him.
But now we got to say allegedly climbed over. Because if he's alive, we can't say for sure unless he's been proven guilty in court that he did something.
That he climbed over it?
Right. And if he was dead, you could say whatever you wanted to about him.
Oh, my God. That's hard.
You can, because a dead person can't sue you.
Oh,
you can say whatever
story. I don't really know the story.
I always like to make people nervous, like acing them nerves when there's a celebrity or somebody that died and I say some outlandish lie about them.
You're horrible. So anyway, somebody was climbing the walls, allegedly, mm-hmm. and then he saw him and then shot him in the rear end.
Somebody trying to meet him.
Yeah, a fan.
Oh, a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious.
It was his own Mr. Todd. Crazed fan.
Well, they could just go to the barbershop.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Well, you know, there's a sports star that lives closer to us than the baby does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You trip out about him?
I live right next door to the baby.
No.
Nope.
No. No, they don't live next
door. You probably started that rumor.
Why would I start that rumor?
I don't know. But they don't. They don't.
No.
Yeah, one Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, there are two celebrities that live there. And his girlfriend's a celebrity, an Instagram star.
Oh, yeah.
Christian McCaffrey. And they riding by my house. They going, hey, you know who lives there?
Jody.
The one with no... the one with no grass yet.
We got grass here and there.
You got a red mud yard. Mm.
We're working
That's
on
the
it.
New thing, though. That's what all the celebrities are going to be having.
Mud yard?
Yeah, the Kardashians and all of them.
Yeah.
They're going to have a red mud yard.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So, today, Jody, is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. I forgot to tell you. You would have loved to have done that.
Yes.
But I shouldn't do that, because by the time people are hearing this, it's not going to be National Wear Your Pajamas. And they're going to be like, no, it's not.
That was
last Tuesday. Because we celebrated.
Yeah, that's cute, though.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have a job where you can wear your pajamas to work, even on a Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, is that a serious... Is that a serious job?
I don't know.
No. It's not. Todd says no.
Did any of y'all wear them?
No.
Oh.
No. Alexis has worn hers when it wasn't even that day.
I will tell you, though, some of the fashion in with the celebrities, a.k.a. housewives, they will wear, like, those silky, satiny pajamas with heels,
mm-hmm.
like, to dress it up.
Yeah, well, that's not what Alexis wore to work. I'm going to put it that way.
She wore some little flannel pants. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Is every day some day, some national day?
Yeah,
it is. That's what I feel like, too. And who makes these up?
I do.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Like National Cookie Day.
Like, who does decide that?
I think you just...
You just pick a day, pick something and go.
You petition for it, and they put it on a calendar and say it.
I was just curious.
But there is a survey, Jody, a new survey looked at what your candy preferences might reveal about your personality.
Oh, my goodness.
And you and Mr. Todd are both candy freaks.
Yes, yes.
Because right before we started recording today, I believe Jody referred to Mr. Todd, the camera guy, as dum-dum diabetes.
Diabetes dum-dums
because it's his thing. Not only that, though, do you know, Jody, that whenever we leave here from the podcast and he comes over to the house to record the cooking show, that how much sugar he drinks?
How much he drinks?
Because he gets into your Smirnoff ice drink.
Oh, well, those are full of sugar.
Yeah, he was drinking. He got like grape. He flipped out the other day because there was a
you
grape.
Can have all that.
He even said,
I love the grape.
He even said, man, you've been holding out on me. I didn't know you had grape.
I didn't even know we had any more of those.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I found it.
Yeah, oh my God, in the drawer. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
But he'll drink any of those
drinks.
You know, like the seltzers and that sort of thing. They don't have sugar in them. But when he found those Smirnoff ice drinks, this is just like he's drinking liquid candy.
You don't like beer? Not really.
Is it because you don't like it so much, or is because of the...
fattening.
Yeah, I mean, I drink Ultra.
Okay.
Will you drink like a Ultra, Corona Light?
Yeah.
I have that in there.
But he would rather have the sweet, fruity drinks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a Dum Dum.
Yeah.
Alcohol, dum-dum alcohol drink.
Yeah.
All right. So people who like sour candy are more likely to be extroverted and outgoing.
Okay.
And I know you love a Sour Patch Kid.
I do.
Do you, Todd, like Sour Patch Kids?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're also more likely to describe themselves as, oh, this is perfect.
Uh-oh.
Also more likely to describe themselves as funny. Because Jody will tell you in a heartbeat, I'm funny. I know I'm funny. If you prefer chocolate, which I guess, yeah, of these choices, that would be mine.
Introvert.
If you prefer chocolate, you're more likely to be optimistic and shy.
Okay, that's
is that not perfect?
No, optimistic.
Exactly.
Ew.
I'm optimistic.
So how many, is it just chocolate and sour?
Well, I don't know. Let me get through it here.
This is so interesting.
People who opt for mint flavored candy.
I do too, but not as much as sour.
Are the most likely to describe themselves as being a thoughtful person in general.
We're that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're very thoughtful.
Yeah. Y'all are. And then it says 27% of people eat candy every day, Jody.
Oh, yes, I do eat candy every day.
If it's in front of me, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love it.
But, Todd, you will eat enough candy just one day in here to last you a month. 30 dum-dums at a time.
That is true.
And 75% said that they eat candy at least once a week.
A week?
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
People who eat candy every day are much more likely to be night owls. That's not true.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Not me.
Yeah, and Jody's falling asleep.
No.
She likes to stay up late, but she doesn't make it very far.
Mm-mm.
What's the latest? 11?
12.
On a weekend, though, right?
Yeah.
Not in a weekday.
No.
You don't stay up till heaven's midnight.
And usually I fall asleep before 10 watching TV like old people do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I'm way more of a night owl.
He is. If he, like when we were on vacation last week, he will stay up till 2-3 in the morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I always tell people because they go, when you're on vacation, I guess you just love to sleep in, don't you? Because you have to get up so early for work. But it's a bigger treat for me to stay up late than it is to sleep late.
Too.
Yeah, well, but I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I only slept that one day to where you had to wake me up, and it was, I'm usually up by 9 or 9:30.
That's late.
Well, I know, but it's not like, and when I say sleeping in, I'm thinking like you're boy does, 11 or noon or whatever.
Are you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I waste your day.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you care.
Well, it does waste your day.
But I did, you know, I set my alarm for 8, so I got up at 8. And then just went back to bed.
I got up at 8 when that alarm went off for him. And then I had to wake him up at 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the alarm was for me.
But that was the latest I slept on vacation the whole time.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would go to bed at 1:30 or 2 and then still get up.
But you also said you fell asleep up there watching TV off and on.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Those are naps.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
And you don't even know.
I do know. But we had quite the adventure. We are we going to talk about that?
Yeah.
How we went on that Friday, we went to the mountains and it snowed the whole weekend.
In the 20s.
20s, windy, snow. That was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We came back.
Mm-hmm. After we had brunch for Jody's birthday.
Yes, and it was my birthday, so we had brunch.
Mm.
And then Monday, we went to Charleston, and it was 90 degrees and sunny.
Damn.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love it there.
Yeah.
I want to live there one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Did you see how he went,
mm-hmm. No, I mean, I wanted to live there when we built this house that we're in now. I wanted to build a place in South Carolina where it's more of a free state than it is in North Carolina.
Yeah, I do want to live there.
And I love the beach.
And we will live there one day in the near future.
Please not anytime soon.
We got at least three more years.
But, I mean, I would still be able to do the show and all that from there.
It's a long drive for me to do Fend for Yourselves, though.
Yeah, well, I'd have to.
You wouldn't mind coming, though, to that.
That's true.
Well, I almost said I'd have to get another camera.
You would? Oh, camera.
But I don't want to shock him. You know he loves being around celebrities.
Well, we've got.
If I try to take that away from him.
Don't shoot me if I climb
Well, we got to get a fence built first.
True.
For you to climb over.
Uh-huh. Mm. But, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, Todd would be the intruder coming to see me. climbing over the fence, and I'd just say, I gave you the garage code. why are you coming over the fence?
And but, then we've only got, I think, 2 weeks, and then we go for our daughter's college graduation.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
What do I have to wear for that? Do I have to put on, do I have to wear a suit for that?
No.
No. Good.
Mm-mm. No.
Do I have to wear long pants?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Is it formal though?
He needs to dress. Not like he's going.
Because I was thinking that it would be so fun for her if I wore my crotchless rubber chicken suit.
Yeah. You're so funny.
She would love that. To give her something to talk about.
The big Easter miracle that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Was that our boy cut all of that hair off.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And hates it.
Why do you do it?
He well, says because of me, but that's bull.
He would try to throw a guilt trip on Jody.
He always does. But I said, you decided, because nobody tells him what to do. He just does what he wants to do. Huh. So he cut it. He liked it for a little bit, but by yesterday he was griping about it. And I don't mind it growing out a little bit, but it just needs to be controlled.
But she told him that he needed to get it cut, because it used to be a really, really good mullet, and he kept it on, you know, short on the sides and stuff, and you could see his face. And then he, you know, the mullet phase didn't last very long in the style when it came back, so he recognized that the mullet was going out and was mm-hmm. trying to let it grow out to be one length. Yeah. And that's where it was just looking out of control and everything. And she said, you're gonna have to get your hair cut cleaned up, at least.
I said not
before
cut
your
short,
before your sister's graduation,
but cleaned up.
But then he decided to cut it short, like Joe Burrow, his favorite athlete.
And they looked alike. Do you know how many inches they cut off? And we sent it off 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sent it off to the lab to test for drugs.
No, for children with hair loss. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what I said was, it would be fun if when the recipients of the locks of love or whatever organization it is, if the recipients had to take the hair that was donated and have to make it into the style that the person that donated wore that. So you would have somebody walking with Aiden's mullet. Then oh, wouldn't wow. that be fun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. He does look like Jim Burrow.
I know. And then this is the picture this is the picture he showed him.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird?
We'll put this up.
Did you turn that mic off, Todd? Oh,
is it on?
I keep trying to.
Is it on now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do need to put the picture up. That'd mm-hmm. be funny.
Yeah.
He may not like that.
Really?
Mm-mm. He may not want that.
We'll ask.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're going to probably just do it anyway, just like you forced him to get his hair cut.
Yeah,
and now
forced
he's miserable.
Him. Oh, my God. He is so.
But anyway, I don't have to wear long pants, you said, to the
yes,
graduation.
I did say you do. Because we're going to a really nice restaurant after that.
Okay, well, here's the only question I have.
Uh-huh.
Who's paying for that?
We are.
Then we're going to like some Nashville hot chicken restaurant.
No, we're not. I've already made reservations a month ago.
And how many people are we paying for?
7.
Hopefully that's the time of the reservation, not the number of people.
7 people. Mm-hmm. Us, my mom and dad and sister.
Yeah. And the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. When is your crazy aunt coming?
I don't know. I haven't gotten details on that yet. So, Friday or Sunday for Mother's Day.
Right. Which came out of nowhere. I didn't realize Crazy Aunt was coming.
So?
And where does she live?
Indiana.
In
Evansville.
Okay. And you said that's just a quick
far.
Trip?
Yeah.
To Nashville from yeah. Evansville, Indiana?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That still hurts me, though. To
what?
Just to think about. I married somebody with Indiana blood.
Sorry.
Ugh.
Nobody made you.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
The pregnancy test did.
Oh my God, you and the pregnancy test 6 years later. After marriage.
That was a long pregnancy.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Our daughter was lazy. She didn't want to she didn't want to come out.
Yeah. A kindergartner.
The first grader.
Yeah.
But anyway, that'll be fun to see Aunt Neva after all these years.
I don't know. I mean.
Well, let's call her and make sure she does.
Stop.
No, I mean, I would like to see Aunt Neva. Well. She is crazy, though. And I call her crazy Aunt Neva. I call her that as we're drinking together and stuff.
She does not care.
She's fine, too.
Anyway.
Crazy ants are always hot, aren't they?
Crazy ants.
Yeah, have our children been around her since they were little bitty?
Nope.
Well, it's fitting that she should come then.
Right.
Why don't we...
I don't even know the last time I've seen her.
I think we'll invite my dad, too. He hasn't seen him, so...
You know what, though? I probably haven't seen her since my grandfather passed away, which was...
What? Your grandfather died?
How long ago was that?
Why am I just now hearing this? I don't know, like 15 years?
No. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Did I ever meet him?
Shut up. Stupid.
Why was I not informed? I didn't even know he was sick.
Oh my God, you're such a dork. All right.
So what else were we going to talk about? Did anything happen in I'll tell you what happened.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to say where we were when we say we were in the mountains, because I don't, you know, I don't want to give the name of the place or whatever.
I know what you're going to say.
But sometimes when I see restaurants that are not in Louisiana but claim to be Louisiana type restaurants, I want to go and just see. And I swear, if it turned out to be good food, I would say, and I would give them credit, that this is legitimate. This is a great Cajun, you know, Louisiana style restaurant, but it hardly ever is. I can't think of more than maybe once or twice that I've gone to what claims to be an authentic Louisiana restaurant that's outside of Louisiana that was actually good. Mm-hmm. So there's a place in the mountains of North Carolina that claims to be a Louisiana restaurant, a Cajun restaurant. And I got offended. Like, I had a little bit of an overreaction to just how unauthentic that it was, and I was like, I need to go back there and find out who's cooking, where they're from, how this ends up being called Louisiana food.
Yeah.
And if you look at the reviews of the place, people love it.
Yeah.
They just, oh great, this was a wonderful place, the food was delicious and all that, and you got to know that they'd never tried Louisiana food for real. Mm-hmm. And that's what upset me. They're taking advantage of people's ignorance.
But that's when I always say, like, if we could do it to open a restaurant, because, you would kill it. But yeah. I don't have the energy.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, restaurant business is,
it's tough.
Yeah,
and I don't want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt, though. Like, yeah, after tasting that.
You mean just to open a Louisiana style restaurant in a place that's far from Louisiana?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. South Carolina. Yeah. South Carolina, North Carolina.
Where I'm going to live. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Golly. Cause but that, I don't even
and know. I still may make the drive up there someday just to find out what, I want to interview them. Go, what you are do? You doing? What are you doing here? What is this?
I think I know the problem, because on the back of the shirt, what I saw.
Yeah, that they're actually from Texas and not Louisiana.
It's in Texas and Louisiana. And yeah. No. Mm-hmm. That's not how you do.
Right. Mm. Texas needs to stick to barbecue and steaks.
Yeah.
And let the Louisiana. I mean, we don't have anything else, for God's sake. I mean, come on. Don't try to take our cooking style.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't have education. We don't have finance. And we don't have. We don't have good credit. Mm-mm. We ain't got typhus. You know, at least let us keep our cooking style and not try to copy
house
it and
is
mess
flood.
It up.
Everything's a mess.
I mean, only shoes we got is one pair of white rubber boots. I mean, come on. We had a hard enough time.
Yeah, right.
And Texas people trying to steal it.
But you did get a whole platter to try.
Yeah. Because I wanted to try the various things.
Like, we got one platter for the table to try, and I took two bites.
Yeah, it was bad.
And I wanted to vomit.
Yeah, it was bad. But
Jody
got a bath out of it, though. Mm-hmm. Huh? She spilled a whole drink, a whole tray full of water on Jody.
Water and beer all over me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I tried to help.
While she had her earbuds in.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the server was wearing earbuds the whole time.
I'm serious. Yeah. And when
that is like Louisiana. I'll give them credit for that. That's authentic Louisiana service right there.
It is.
I mean, that's for true, as they say in Louisiana.
Well, when it fell towards me, I just sat there and stared at it. And he jumped like somebody. He was.
Haven't we talked about her reaction time before?
She freezes. And,
I did stare. I was like, seriously, this is happening to me?
But I jumped over, like, I climbed up in my friend Michael's lap over there to keep from getting any of that cold water on me.
And I think sometimes I just look at him and go, I can't believe how you're acting. Yeah. This is.
I may have even made this sound.
You did. He did. I'm like, okay,
I was dry, though. I wasn't walking back outside in that cold.
I was dry. Wet. I mean, I managed to, but I just looked at her like, oof.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, the food was so nasty.
But I wonder what she was listening to. That's what I want. Was she, her earbuds in because she was talking on the phone or because she was listening to some hot hits?
I don't know, but it's rude.
Hmm.
So if you're a wait staff, don't have on earbuds. It's rude.
The correct term, Jody, is servant.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that.
What is it?
Servant.
That sounds horrible.
If you're a servant at a restaurant.
Oh.
No, it's server.
Oh.
But server sounds more
sounds fine.
Demeaning to me than waiter or waitress.
Does it?
Yeah, you're my server.
My server.
Because I'm pretty sure that the noun form of serve is servant. I think that's, I don't know that there's a server, just like there's no such thing as a gamer.
Yeah.
Game is a noun, and you play video games, you're not a gamer. But they came up with that to make them seem less nerdy.
Right.
Oh, I'm a gamer. You mean you play video games? No, I'm a gamer.
It's no wonder we have so many people watching this podcast.
Yeah. It's deep stuff, isn't it?
Mm.
All right, so we have to make room here for all these people who are lined up to sponsor it as well. So we'll take a break here.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Look at us just flying through it here. We're already on the final segment. Can you believe?
Yeah.
So I thought, Jody, that we could end every podcast that we do by having a political segment.
Oh, God.
No.
Now it's time for today's political segment.
Ugh. No, I have those enough at home.
TJ and Jody on politics.
Mm-mm.
If you listen very carefully, you can hear all the way from Hilton Head, South Carolina, our manager, Adam, poop his pants.
mm.
doesn't, in you know, he's not what you would call supportive of that idea.
He doesn't encourage that. No.
Right.
Neither do I.
Because he's a stinking liberal.
Stop.
You know. Communist.
Stop.
He's a stinking communist. I love your little outfit today, though. I do.
Thank you.
That pink looks good on you in your little sweatpants.
Yes. Comfy.
Now, would you call that a pale pink like you normally do, or would that be just a regular pink?
Regular pink.
Uh-huh. Not a pale pink.
Not a pale pink.
Mm-hmm.
Pale pink's almost white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That so she bought me a shirt the other day, came in with a bunch of t-shirts and stuff, and one of them was pale pink, and I went to put it on the other day, and she goes, no, don't wear that. I said, well, you bought it for me. She goes, yeah, I bought it for you to wear when you get tan. Okay.
Because it does wash you out.
Yeah.
Anyone.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a tan.
A pale pink.
Stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
I get it.
Just saying.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
But on the cooking show today, when we video it, I'm going to be wearing my new shirt with the palm trees all over it.
Cute.
Because I'm making a tropical drink.
Okay.
Uh-huh. A beverage.
Yeah.
And I was looking this morning for my big straw hat that I wear at the beach, but I think I gave it to Boy, but I don't know where Boy would have put it because I was going.
Did you look in his closet? Are you sure?
I'm sure.
I know where it is. I know where it is. If in his closet, there's another door to storage.
Mm-hmm.
It's sitting right there.
Okay, good.
You'll see it.
Because I'm going to start adding some little dazzle to the. To the cooking show with costumes and things,
costumes. Okay. Yeah,
I gotta sell the sizzle as well as the steak.
Yes.
So I'm gonna be sizzling today. If I'm making a tropical drink, I'm gonna need to look like I'm being tropical.
They're gonna love that.
Mm-hmm.
The tropical drinks are delish.
And I even have my own name for this drink. It's not some version of a drink that already exists.
Mm-hmm.
This is TJ's. Pinana colada.
Pinana?
Pinana colada.
Why pinana?
Because it's pineapple, banana, and coconut. Pina colada means pineapple and coconut. So I'm adding the banana in it.
That's cute.
I know. Pinana. Pinana colada.
All right.
See, I speak Spanish, and you're not fluent like
you
I
do
am.
Not.
See, I do.
By the way, I heard y'all today talking about me going to that cat place.
Yeah,
McTabby.
And yeah, you know what I was thinking
cafe,
to myself?
Cat cafe.
You know how much I hate a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to a haunted house before I'd go to that.
Really? Because you're so scared of cats? Because the conversation on the radio is this great sponsor that we have on the Ace and TJ Network.
I'm scared of cats. Yeah.
And if you like cats, it's where you can go and have coffee and drinks and all that. And then there's a room where they have cats that are waiting to be adopted, and you can go in and play with them and all, and you can actually find one that you want or just go play with them and then, you know, go on about your business. And we were talking about Jody being afraid of cats and how funny it would be to lock her in the room with about a dozen of them.
Isn't that awful? But, you know, I did hear I can go there and be on the side and get a coffee and everything and not have to be in there.
Right.
I could just look at the cats through the window.
Yeah, even do that if you don't want to.
I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I just, ooh. Mm-mm.
So you would be less afraid of a haunted house than a cat.
And I'm petrified of a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
But in a haunted house, they can't touch you.
Yeah.
Unless you told them to.
Unless it's a real one.
Weird. Huh?
Unless it's a real one.
I don't go in real ones.
Real haunted house.
But no, I was thinking that today. I was like, God, what is scarier, more scary to me?
Yeah, but Alexis, as a cat lover and owner, cannot get past that. You just don't know the joy of it, Jody. It's that she can't accept that you're afraid of cats and all that.
I mean,
it's just that you just haven't experienced it the right way.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. People who love cats do not understand that. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're pretty animals. I just don't need to be hanging out with them.
What if it's a haunted house full of cats?
Oh my gosh. I mean, that would be so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I don't know.
A cat with a knife. That would be even worse.
Ooh.
A serial killing cat.
Mm-mm. Do you have a cat?
I used to. I had in the past.
Todd used to have a cat.
Okay. That's fine. I think it's great.
You did, didn't you? You had a cat.
I had two of them.
Yeah.
Oh. And what happened to them?
They lived their lives.
Nine lives.
Mm-hmm.
Were they nice?
Yeah, they were good cats.
He decided he wanted to start dating women. They said, wait, you got two cats? I don't know about that. All right. Well, thank you, Jody, for coming in and being so pretty today. And,
well, thank you, darling.
And that, oh my God, that beautiful smile.
No.
And your little turned up nose. You're just an angel.
Thank you.
An absolute living doll is what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, because I consider every breath I take with you a gift from God.
Well, back at you, buddy.
I learned that on the preaching last night we watched. Uh-huh. We were a little late watching the Easter service on our online church.
But I think the next podcast I want to share about that.
Okay.
I'm a witness to y'all.
Okay, so we'll have one segment of Jody witnessing.
I'm a witness to y'all
in the religious way, and then the next segment will be my witnessing in a religious and political way.
Oh no!
Yeah.
No.
Okay. See y'all later.
Bye.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, I gotta go meet Debbie.
Oh my God.
Oh, no. Did I mess it up?
No, it's fine.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.